Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Rebel Card Friday Night. Yeah, this is the real thing. No Friday Junior here. This is for real. So I am Deborah Lee, and I'm very happy to have all of you here with me and with Jimbo, who's co-piloting along with me. So I want to make sure you're all aware, because we do get newcomers from time to time, that we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings that are conducted during the show. And I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for your readings, which is what I prefer. Gives me a chance to really get a look at the, let's say, the landscape of your life, okay? From the past, present, to the future. And remember, everybody, a lot of what comes up in readings is about the future. So we have to remember, if it isn't resonating right now, it's on its way in the future. We all also have at our fingertips the important tools of choice and change, which is what this method, as I learned it from my grandmother, is based on. Okay, so very dynamic tools that enable us to take a look at the future, and if we don't like what we see, a lot of it we are capable of being able to change, make it better. In essence, improve the future before we even get there. I like that. I like it.
You like it like that?
So I think now I will turn you over to the great and magnificent Jimbo.
Oz.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. But to remind everybody out there in multiple platforms that are with us tonight that if you're international, you have to let us know so we can give you a nice live international shout out. Like we're going to do right this second to nobody. We have no international folks yet. But when they show up, it doesn't have to be at the beginning. Anytime you show up, we'll give you your live international shout out.
Right. And why do we do that? Because we know it's the wee hours of the morning.
Wee hours.
Yeah, where those across the pond or those that are around the world.
Other side of the globe.
It can be a whole different day for them at, you know, the time we're broadcasting. So we want to give them a little bit of recognition
right
for being here with us.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I always test it, except Monday it's not my show. Technically it's Nicole's News for the Soul, but
right,
when we do our show, we test it to make sure there's not a problem. Everything's great. If you call and you get pure silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. He fixes the problem. Facebookers, you never know. Fridays can be weird. They can blow up with a million people. They can be very sparse. So if there's a lot of sparseness, we will switch to you, Facebook folks. Open the door, open the floor for you guys to get your free reading, but no promises on anything on that. We'll let you know. We'll make it very clear if we are going to switch to the Facebookers. And they are slow to show, too, because it's Friday. Everybody might be out rocking and rolling.
Sure. Drinking.
Drink, gambling,
sexing.
All right. Oh,
sexing.
You will not hear that tonight, folks. What you will hear tonight, because it's Friday,
yeehaw,
is the Rebel Yell, because it's Rebel Card Friday. So when you hear that Rebel Yell, same difference, though, with the... as far as the readings coming to an end. When you hear that, let your reading conclude. Got to wrap it up eventually so we can do other folks. But before you go, it will be a rebel card tonight for you. A single rebel card before you depart. And there will be no There will be no sprinkles on pretty little donuts or rainbows floating through the air. No trouble cards. Or to the point, very few words. Very few words on these cards. But they still have a message.
Quite a bold one a lot of the time. Like up in your face.
Yeah, but, you know, it's sometimes humans in general sometimes need that. Maybe if
they
get into some kind of a weird funk about life or something or feel sorry for themselves a little too much.
So whose birthday is it today?
Today is 1, 2, 3, 4. I love the Marine Corps.
Oh.
United States Marine Corps' birthday today.
Yeah.
I don't know how old they are. For sure it goes back to the Revolutionary War time frame, I'm sure, because, you know, Marines are on ships and stuff like that, I'm guessing. I don't know.
But
international shout out to Laura Canada and Virgil in the UK.
Who says he's in Colombia?
I'm sure he is.
Why?
Because he's probably smoking some Colombian ganja, so he's taking a trip. Take a little trip. Take a little trip with me.
Yeah. Okay. We're glad to have you with us,
Laura. Welcome, international folks.
Yeah, and I'm going to get these cards heated up.
Yes, we will, and we will definitely get the show on the road. All right, let's start it out, Deb. 775. We think we know who that is in Nevada.
So.
775. Welcome to the show.
And it is the 248th birthday for the Marine Corps.
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine.
Hello, 775.
Yes, who are we speaking to?
Hello, Ms. Lee.
Okay.
And this is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Well, hello.
Welcome. It's been a few minutes since we talked to you. Yes. How's it going?
Well, as you know, my life changed this year, and I started collecting payments from the insurance company, so I want to be super careful. The way I was raised, you never risk any chances with the government or the IRS. You have to be 1,000% honest, and I am, and I shall continue. So I am trying so hard to find a tax person that is aware of how the money that I owe the IRS is calculated. And it was explained to me by Tammy, my tax coach, about a year ago, and I have an appointment with Tammy on December 1. She's wonderful, very smart. So will I be successful in finding a tax specialist that will not be too expensive, be more reasonable, that will do things legally and correctly? I mean, I can even send them the link to the IRS that tells them all about it, but will I be able to get a tax specialist all lined up within the next month?
Hey, that's a good question. That's a question where you're not asking her for any expertise. You're just asking her, which means, will you be happy? Will you find one? So that'll be a good question for the card. International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
And another one.
I don't know where Viv is
right.
from.
She is from, I believe, the UK.
I don't know that. So you have to kind of announce it if you're...
Her.
Oh, I'm happy that you talked to her, Deb, but I'm saying... If I knew that, I would announce it. I don't know until you come here quite a bit.
She'll tell us.
Yeah, all I got to do is let us know.
Tell us where you're at.
And if I ever... Or if you don't... If I just miss you, period, let me know and I'll tell you. But hey, I'm here from wherever. Sometimes the text flies by a lot, and sometimes it does not.
Okay, I'm putting the cards out now.
Okay.
For Wendy, who's on the phone with us.
Yeah, I would imagine there seems to be tax specialists in every possible field that there is out there.
Oh, yes, so. And right away it came up. It's a man.
Okay.
He's a man, and you're going to find him really soon. As you know, if you are actively looking, he's right there. He's very much... educated and experienced in this particular field.
Good.
Yeah, so I see no problem for you with that.
International shout out to Viv in the UK. It is UK.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead. Back to the Wendy.
Well, Miss Lee, how will I find this gentleman? Will Tammy tell me? I'm not so sure she would. But am I just going to be still going on the internet and making calls? How am I going to find this tech specialist?
I think you may have to search him out yourself.
Yeah, probably doing it the old-fashioned hard way.
What, like
just
on
digging,
the internet?
Just digging internet, yep. Reading reviews, doing your, you know, she's good at doing her homework, so she'll find the right person in a month.
So, Miss Lee,
right?
How soon will I locate this this wonderful tax specialist within the next 2 weeks, within the next month?
I would say, here's the thing. You've got the three clubs here, and that's a card. Grandma called it duration of time, but that's kind of vague. What it means is this is an event, in a, you know, an event that is coming right to you. So it means if you start looking, you're going to find this man. It generally goes from like 3 days, 3 weeks, that sort of thing. The three is pretty instrumental.
So you see it maybe under a month, but not any longer than that.
Okay.
3 weeks maybe?
Maybe.
If that long at the longest?
Yeah, if you started soon, I would bet you'd have somebody by next week. That would be
okay.
My feeling.
And
he's on the way.
And Miss Lee, just one more quick question. I've been on a waiting list for a garage for $125 a month. The living room is not usable. It's filled with, and so I got a notification today that garage number 3 is available, and it's real close to my apartment. So, but it's that extra $125 a month. Should I do it? Should I grab that? Would I be happy that I got it?
Well, answer, Jim. I think
garage.
A practical question here.
What do you mean by garage? Because you talked about a living room. Most garages don't have
a
living room.
It's like a garage you could park your car in, but all the boxes would be moved out of the living room into the garage.
Yeah, they're living with boxes.
My brain is now functioning properly. I was totally thinking I was not thinking. That is my problem. Okay. I got what she's saying. And what did you go
with
that?
Well, I think it's a very practical idea. And you don't have a car, do you? No car?
No, I do not. No.
But it sounds like it's pretty big, right?
Oh, it's like a regular one-car garage.
$125 a month,
Now, the boxes that you have, Wendy, are you breaking them down so they'll be flat?
Or is it just storage?
They're actually, no, because there's no place to put anything.
Oh, so there are still boxes?
Boxes of stuff, right?
Oh.
In the living room. We don't have a couch in there, nothing.
Just store shit.
Because of all the boxes.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a bad idea at all. Do you, Jim?
If
you start looking at storage units, like the one you have, Jim, you said they keep racking
them up. They waited. It's almost like an addiction. They wait until, this might be different because we're in a military town. They wait, and then they'd be like, oh, he's pretty comfortable. He's been here for a year or so. Let's start just jacking his rate up because he's probably not going to want to move all his stuff. It's a pain in the ass. Oh, yeah, they're slick.
But it is a good idea to have that.
But you do have to think about things, too, is how valuable is that stuff that you want to pay $125 a month forever?
Right.
That's your call. Because I want to get my stuff. Get my shit out and throw it away.
If I grab this unit, which is really close to my apartment, would I be, 2 months from now, would I be glad I grabbed it or no?
Well, you have to look at it. It's an additional expense, and you times that by 12. That turns into something a little bit sizable.
Well, I think you mean you'd be glad in the sense that you can now have a living room, but do you want that $125 a month in your pocket?
You ought to decide down the road.
Yeah, you don't have to make a commitment forever, I'm sure, right?
At some point, maybe.
Well,
look. Yeah, go ahead.
There's one more thing to the story. I am renting another storage unit for $137 for about the same size, and I could have that stuff moved to that garage eventually if I wanted to, and then maybe have the opportunity to go through that stuff. So from that point of view, that's another option as well.
I agree.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
It is an option
and like you said,
yes, I think you should move the stuff from storage unit into the garage.
Is it climate controlled and all that good, happy stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're in Nevada. I don't know how much climate control you need there.
That's just in California.
She's not west. She's not up in the freaking...
All right, so I'm going to grab it tomorrow.
You should. Jump on that, Wendy. You'll be glad you did. Because if you ever need anything from... that, you know, collection of boxes, you'll have it right there.
Well, and when you have a bigger space, it's easier to juggle the boxes around if you're looking for something and if you get everything.
And also, I have an option to get another garage that might be in the vicinity as well. So I think you're right. I think I need to get the stuff at the, even if I don't move everything, I would love to have a living room. I'd love to buy a couch.
Sure.
Yeah, boxes, it gets old, look, sitting, staring at boxes in your house. It does. Many of us have moved, have been there. Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
I think I'll do it. And so I'll be glad 2 months from now, like, oh, I'm so glad I grabbed it.
Yes, so, yes, I think you will be very happy with that. Jim has a rebel card.
I do have a rebel card, and this is interesting. The subject is detox. Now listen to this.
All right.
Drink a smoothie. Unfriend that asshole, whoever this, there's some person that's not good, but then it says throw some shit out.
Oh.
So I don't know, that's interesting. But that's the rebel card message. It's always got that kind of out there in your face message. So the last part was throw some stuff out. And you know what? When you start moving boxes around, you inevitably decide to part with stuff. But it's nice that you can do it at your own pace.
Right.
Yes, and not have to panic.
And having
and you can have your living room, and that'll make your
out of sight
day happier.
Out of mind. And then the attachment to a lot of these things kind of dissipates.
Oh, I'm totally not attached to anything in that damn fucking storage unit of mine. So, all right, well, thank you very much for calling, everyone, Wendy.
I'd like to say something to the audience.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, to put Wendy where you put people.
Okay. I don't put them anywhere. I just put them back on mute, and they can continue to listen to the show as they desire.
I want to let you all know that when I redid the home of mine, after the insurance money came in, we found out there was so much damage from water and just, you know, there was a lot of water damage. Anyway, it was time to buy furniture. And I decided to invest in, as some of you may have seen the ads, for Lovesac. Have you seen that? It's, what was
sectionals.
It? Yeah, but they're in pieces.
That's what they're called, sectionals. It's actually a term. I mean, there's other... They're the most famous and the best quality company, but there's other people that make sectional furniture if you want to go for something cheaper.
With four dogs, you know, and often grandchildren or whatever running around in here, we decided to go with that. And I'm not an affiliate or anything, but I just want to let you know, with Lovesac, when they say you may never have to replace a couch again, they are not kidding. They are not kidding. The covers zip off, and you can wash them in your own washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And at the time, what I picked out was $11,000.
But you also picked out two households worth of stuff.
And I'm sure you're ready to choke over that. But I had a military veteran, what do you call it, discount, which brought it down to like $8,000. And when you think of all the couches you buy over the years, I mean, we used to replace one, the husband and I, maybe every 18 months or so. Because
kids and dogs.
Oh, yeah, and heavy people.
But, yeah, and, you know, that's for, yeah. And actually, you got two rooms worth of furniture, not just one.
Yeah, oh, I ordered the biggest that they had. Not
she went a little bit too much on the she liked the layout that they had, but the layout was meant for like a... rich people's big giant
or a
room.
Big office.
Big, huge, like a freaking woof.
Yeah, I've got so much Lovesac that it's coming out of my ear.
It's all being used now, but it's in two rooms.
They're singing the Love Shack to
Love Shack,
Lovesac.
Baby.
Yeah, you know that company should pay the royalties to use that song. That
they
would be
should,
good for
but
them.
They kind of like they have a different their commercials are themed. I think that would be outside their normal.
Now I wish I had room for that big. Reminds me of a beanbag chair, but it's not.
It kind of is, but you're right.
Oh, my God. You could jump in that thing and sleep.
It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. We like to share our tips with
all
of you.
Why did you throw that out there?
Because Wendy was talking about buying a couch.
Ah, furniture. Living room furniture. Gotcha. Roger that.
So I wanted to mention to others, if you... Got it. And, you know, they will put you on a credit arrangement. And if you don't use that card, that bank shuts you down. They took my card away because I was only buying things for like $3,000.
I thought other places do that.
That's crazy.
Many years ago, I had a Home Depot credit account, and then like a few years later, I said, "Oh, you know, I could use this new appliance." I'm like, "I think I shut down a long time ago due to inactivity." It's like, "No, okay." Because it's not worth the bank to keep accounting on you and keep you active and all that stuff if they're not making money.
I guess Care Credit.
They want to make money off
you.
Yeah.
They sure do.
Yes, indeed. It's all about the money.
What do they say at the end of that song? Tin roof
rusted. That's not, well, it's not, that's that one part. It's not the end. Tin roof rusted, yes.
Virgil must have known you're a clone. That's not very nice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you want to get into body shaming, we can break out our swords and then we can go touche. We can go insult to insult if you want to do that.
Well, is that what they say at the end of the song? Tin roof.
It is what they
rusted.
Say. Tin roof rusted, yes.
But I wonder
it's
why.
It's not the end.
I thought it was.
It's at the end of that one little part when they go bang, bang, bang. Then they go back to singing again. That's near the
bang,
end.
Bang,
yeah.
Bang on the door.
They go
baby.
Back to singing a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Who said that?
That's what the guy says in that bang, bang, bang. They start out soft and start getting louder and louder. It's a good tune.
It really
it's a
is.
Big part. It's a party song.
Who were they?
The B-52s.
Oh, and they broke up too.
But they, yeah. I mean, and then they had that other one, you can roam around. You roam if you want to. Roam around the world.
Oh, well,
That was one of their big ones. Those two are big songs for
the
them.
The Bangles, are those the ones that fought all the time?
You say that. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
dig into that. I don't
story.
Dig into these people's personal lives, these musicians.
They thought Belinda Carlisle was a bitch.
That's the Go-Go's.
Oh, the Go-Go's then.
Go-Go's are the ones that broke. That
yeah.
That's Belinda Carlisle. She was a lead singer. All right. You ready? All right, we're going to area code 520.
No.
Do it hurt today?
No. I have to say something before Lisa comes on.
Lisa. All right,
I
want
to tell everybody that I had an appointment scheduled with. I had issues today that had to be attended to. And best not to get into details, but just trust me. It was important. And for those that want to reschedule, I will be open this weekend. Okay. So anyway, Lisa, come aboard.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Who are you?
I do want to reschedule. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
I'll have coffee with you in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
this is
early,
the layout.
Right?
This is the layout. I went early this morning to go to the neighborhood coffee. I had decided, and then I got a phone call from a relative, and I ended up parking at the city park and having a good old time on the phone with that person. And before I knew it, it was too late to go to the neighborhood coffee. But my neighbor was locked up in his house from just a little bit ago, and so he didn't go to the neighborhood coffee. He didn't go anywhere. And his blinds were shut. He was locked in. And last night I had some words with him in the way of just saying, what did I say? Oh, we were just, you know, talking. She said something about me putting the lounge chair in the backyard and there are snakes out there. And I said, those aren't the snakes that I worry about. I worry about the two-legged snakes. And I told him that I didn't appreciate how I thought he might be telling my stuff to other people. And then he said something, you know, it was just being very friendly about it. But I said, you know, I just don't.
Why would you just say that?
I don't appreciate it. And so then he said, I forget what else. We were just kind of going back and forth. It was very friendly, but there was some other stuff that I said to him, and, you know, nicely. And so anyway, he's locked up in his place, and then I came home doing some errands in the afternoon, and I got some stuff from yard sale. So I was putting stuff out on the porch and going to the clothesline, and he started, in a friendly way, yelling at me from his house, which scared me. Very friendly. He was trying to get my attention, and he did. And then I was showing him stuff I had bought at the yard sale, and he was asking me had I done to use Jim's word, a certain project that I needed to finish up on. I come in the house and I'll show you what I bought. You know, I bought some really small things. And because we were supposed to have dinner last night and I was too tired, and so I said, well, I showed him what I had made. And I said, I can make a burrito for you very fast if you want. And he said, oh, it looks so delicious. And then he's telling me, he says, Blasted Sultan, get a load of this. Blasted Sultan was having a big old dinner, he said. He was having a big dinner at his house, and he was on his way there, and he apologized and he couldn't eat the burrito. I said, that's fine, I'll just freeze it. And then he left. Oh, and I did tell him. I said, oh, well, are you guys going to the music festival? He said, no. And I said, well, that's where I plan on going. And then he left, and I thought, well, you know, I'm off the hook. I don't have to worry about Thanksgiving. I don't have to worry about coming and going. That guy got a big old dinner invite to Flaccid Salt. I was invited to the 4th of July dinner, but that was when he did not have a car. He did not have a car. And then, so now he has a car, okay? The depth. What do the cards say? Is this guy using me? Is he jacking me around? God, I just threw him for him into the house. I guess I thought he was gone.
Okay. Can he listen through your walls?
Like, if I had the energy, I'm so tired, I would just walk back to the... No, he can't. I'll keep my voice low. I'll just walk back to my room. I mean, now I don't have to worry about... We're getting into details about the Thanksgiving dinner. I'm getting texts. We're really getting into preparation. And I thought, oh, how am I going to get out of inviting him because I'm not going to invite him? I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about a damn thing. I can worry. I can come home. I can go. I can leave. I can come. I can hang the porch light out at 2 a.m.
He doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Never mind. We're joking. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, that was like some bounce.
I am off the hook. I have been carrying this elephant on my back, like, oh my god, I can't go out. Oh my god, I gotta cover my tracks. No way, Jose.
Well, here's what I'm getting right off the top here, is that what he tells the flaccid man. Flaccid Sultan.
You are flaccid. That is who he talks to.
He tells them that you are reminiscent of the other woman that he was involved with.
Reminiscent.
That you are showing some problematic traits. And, of course, the Sultan loves to hear this because he doesn't like you. Okay. The other woman was... troublesome. She, your neighbor does not like women to control him, as I'm sure you know. And that woman did the same thing when he was involved with her. I get the feeling she is Italian or something from over there. Over there.
Over there.
Over there.
That's right. And Italian, she could be Greek. From Spain, it's something like that because she comes through as a darker, complected woman. And she's at a distance now. But I think she's back in New York City or Brooklyn, wherever he's from. And those women are bossy by their culture, you know? So, but
I've never been. I don't think I've been bossy.
He thinks you're like her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He comes and goes as he pleases.
But you're trying to hold him to a standard that he rebels against. You know, just in general. I mean,
like being a courteous human being.
Yeah, and you don't let him
be courteous with other people's feelings that his aren't always first.
Yeah, I agree.
And then he He asked me tonight. He said, "Were you driving around last night?" Because I've told him, you know, sometimes I like to drive around, and I don't tell him the other half of what I like to do either. But I don't like to drive around at night.
Have you been driving around at night?
It's when I feel, you know, like I might do it tonight. I don't know. You know, sometimes I do.
Well, it's Friday night. Doesn't everybody go out?
Not and then I hang my head out. I hang my head out the window, pull up.
Back in our day, they did.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? No.
Everybody did in our day.
They did.
Everybody did in our day.
Went out. Friday night
nobody does that much anymore.
Party night, and Saturday night was date night. So if you didn't have a date, you were going to be kind of lonely in the bar.
No, okay. Not at all.
Jim, they say Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Who's they?
They.
I've actually, a lot of times when I pick the day, I pick Saturday night. It seems to be more fun.
Really?
Because some people, somehow, they don't make it there on Friday, or they're not in the mood after work, and they're dirty, and they want to wait till
Saturday. Yeah,
fun on Saturdays, I'm going out.
Yeah, Saturday is the day of rest.
I still went out Friday, too, but I like Saturdays best, if I had to choose.
He is feeling that things between the two of you have changed so much that he's trying to see. I see the picture in my head. I can visualize intuitively, but then I got to find words to it. What I see here is he feels that he's losing you and that maybe living
Does he really
so
feel
close.
That way?
Yeah. And that living so
he's
close
not doing
to
anything
her,
about it.
Well, see, she's not a subservient
but I'm
kind
just saying,
of woman.
Or if he feels that he's losing her,
he's thinking,
then he doesn't care that much.
He's thinking of
or
moving away.
Or he'd be scrambling, doing some crazy stuff to not lose her if he cared.
Well,
thinking about moving.
No, I agree with you. No, I'm not saying anything bad about your cards. I'm just saying if he's feeling that way, it's not causing him to take action on it.
What?
But
yeah.
No, the action is that he's thinking about moving away.
I think so.
That would be a blessing. But then I would be going through hell wondering who the fuck would move next door.
That would worry me too. You get a bunch of crackheads in there, then what? You know?
I'd join them. It's enough to drive me to crack.
Wow.
I said I don't know
what crackheads you're talking about.
Yeah, well then if he leaves, right, they're going to put somebody else in there.
Oh, fuck. Who the hell is that going to be?
Screaming baby.
Well, first of all, Lisa, what are your terms there as far as lease?
Oh, yeah, I can break it with it in a blink of an eye. I've already asked her because, believe me, when I first moved here, I did ask her. I said, he's very nice. I was being very diplomatic. I said, it has nothing to do with him, but I am thinking I'm going to get another place. And then I said, what would be the ramification? She said, nothing. Just go ahead.
So
and
I
then
guess
what happened?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
And then what happened was they all started calling him. And then he told me, he said, they're all calling me. And I'm telling them we're getting along great.
So then
it's been an epic bumpy ride.
About Lisa, he was already living there, obviously, right? When you moved in?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
How long had he been living there before you moved in?
Let's see. I moved in October, in May. He came in May.
So not that long, 6 months-ish. So is he going to have the same kind of flexibility on breaking his lease? Would they give him that?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what my question was. So if he does decide, he doesn't have to give him like 60 days or any of that crazy stuff then, right?
No, maybe.
No. And, you know, if it gets really bad here, I mean, if it gets really bad, like if I get, I mean, this is, to me, this has been hell living here. But if I get a different kind of hell that I mean, I'm done, I'm going to throw the dish towel on the floor and say, I'm done. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. And then I'll go rent. I don't know, a storage unit, living there. Rentals are hard to come by.
It must be why they're not, that's, it must be hard to come by if they don't care about breaking leases that much. That means there must be people lined up ready to take your spot then.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Which is good and bad. Good that you can have that flexibility. But then bad, that means when you go to try to find another place, it might not be easy to get one. But, like you said,
the flaccid Sultan doesn't expect to invite me anymore over at all. That 4th of July, inviting me over for the 4th of July was just a weird fluke. I will never get an invitation. You know what? I don't care. I don't give a fuck. You know, right now I'm thinking I'm off the hook. I don't have to worry about Thanksgiving. I can come and go as I please. I can go to these music festivals. I can come home at 2 a.m. Who the fuck cares? You know, here I was trying to sneak in and out.
All these things she...
You know, it reminds me of the ending of The Wizard of Oz. When Dorothy was telling Glenda that the Good Witch, about wanting to go home,
yes.
And she said something to the effect of, "You had the power all along," and it's kind of like with you, but you want to be the one where she moves and you stay.
When I was here and he was coming over today. And he says, "I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do that." And he says, "And you need to do this." And I just started waving my hand. I said, "I don't want to hear it. I'm too tired." And he said, "Well, I'm going to get it done for you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it." And that's what happens. You know, when I start like, it is what it is. And he starts coming at me like, "I'll do this for you. I'll do that." Yeah. But, yeah.
He starts backpedaling to hang on, to keep you there.
Are you choking on something?
Are you sick?
No, hell no. I made some stir fry and it's sticking in my throat. Green beans and chilies.
Green beans and what? Kale?
Kale.
No. The kale has Deborah. The green beans. Let's see, what did I put in there? I got some chicken thighs on sale, so then I seared them. And then I put, this is also a cooking show, I put raw green beans and raw red pepper strips, and what else? Onion and garlic, and I let it simmer a long time. I put some other raw chili pepper, Worcestershire, and garlic. And then I warmed up a pan that is flat. I bought it at a yard sale. It is so flat. It's just like a big old pizza pan. You put it on the burner. And so then I put a giant tortilla on there and made a burrito. And that's what I had proposed to make for him, you know, in exchange for doing work.
What was the meat?
Oh, chicken thighs. And I just cut them up in chunks. You know, I let them simmer away.
What kind of meat?
The chili. Chicken thighs.
Chicken thighs. Oh, that's good. I like chicken thighs.
Not chicken breast. Chicken thighs.
I think that's the best.
Not into thighs. To me, they have too much fat on them.
Oh, it's so juicy and tasty.
Well,
yeah, they do soak up. I've been watching these cooking shows, and supposedly they're good for sauces and stuff like that.
Well, they're
awesome.
Yeah.
I love the. That is the juiciest piece of the chicken. It is so good.
Give me a leg, a wing.
And I like that on the turkey, too.
Yeah.
I like the dark meat. It's really juicy. Especially when you cook it it's at the bottom where it's cooking.
You know, I told my girlfriend, I said, I'll bring the turkey and I'll bring the stuffing that nobody likes except for me. And then she sent out this group text, and she said, "My friend volunteered to make turkey and the stuffing," and then she's giving out a list of what she's making. I mean, she's really going to town on this. And then I sent her a tentative text. She said, "Please RSVP and let me know what you're bringing." I said, "Should I bring an additional?" Because I didn't know who she was calling her friend. I mean, she's got a lot of friends. And I said, "Please let me know if I can bring an additional roasted turkey and stuff." She says, "I'm going to hold you to it. You said you were going to bring." So I was telling my sister, I said, "I'm the only one that likes this stuffing. It's the family stuffing." And so I have stage fright now. I might bring tater tots instead, Deb.
I wouldn't have any stage fright about the stuffing whatsoever.
No,
I would go for it. I would do it. Most people are going to go nuts.
They will. They will. Now, myself, when I have a gathering, I always have two entrees. I think it was how I was taught to have two. Like if it's going to be turkey, then there'd be some ham or...
Oh, yeah, it's always good to have a couple things.
Something with it. Because not everybody's into the turkey.
99.99999% of the people in this country are.
Yeah, but then somebody...
It's not that. Yeah, that's the thing is people like both. I'm a brother in both.
And you know, I love to make eggnog. I mean, one of my relatives I make it from scratch. I cook the eggs, so I'm gonna take that. Okay. But you know, I don't know if these guys will like. So you know, whatever flies. You know, whatever flies. My grandson, she's planning on having him, and she, you know, we're gonna bring games, and so it'll be fun.
Do you put booze in it, in your eggnog?
No, but people can do that. They can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never had eggnog with booze.
Oh, it's good.
I've had years ago when I was drinking. Oh, yeah. Ooh,
It doesn't... I love eggnog, but it doesn't sound like it would be... It doesn't sound like it would be good.
Oh, it is.
It must be because everybody does it, but I've never done it.
Homemade.
Isn't that a Tom and Jerry when it has booze in it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't, some of the Southern people, they say, I have this eggnog, the eggs are raw. No, thank you.
The whiskey's
supposed to cook the eggs.
Whiskey river in my mind. I didn't know that you were cooked eggs in eggnog.
They want to know how
it's
made.
It's the recipe.
They would like you to tell them how you do it.
The big picture.
Okay, the big rundown. Okay, so what you do is you get your cream and you. Now I have to refer to the recipe. I'm doing this from memory. I haven't made it for like a year or so. Okay, so you warm your cream up, and it's very low heat. Everything's very low, very patient. You have to be very patient. I think you add sugar, and then you split your eggs, you know, the egg yolk and the egg whites. And then you very slowly, if I'm doing this from memory correct, I got it off the internet, the recipe. So you add the egg yolk very slowly, and you temper it. They call it tempering, where you separate the cream that's kind of warm, and then, oh, look at this, you put your eggnog in it. I'm Googling the recipe, but you put... Not your egg, now. You put the egg yolks. You add them slowly to this portion that you have separated from the heat.
It doesn't.
And then
curdle.
You go back in. You keep whipping again. No, it's called tempering. You temper it, and so you're very careful. I've made it a lot of times, and it's never curdled because I follow it to a T. Everything they say, I do. And then you put your whipped cream in it. You put whipped cream on it, you put your nutmeg, and voila, off you go.
The nutmeg, yeah.
It is
the
really
nutmeg.
Good.
It is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but I play with booze. That's all I can say.
You know, the store-bought doesn't even compare to homemade.
Oh, really? And I like some of the store-bought stuff I've had.
And, you know, it is, one of those patience, it takes a lot of patience.
Yeah.
I'm not making squat. I'll buy those big cartons in the store and be happy, happy, joy, joy.
Sounds
you can make it all
awesome.
You want, Deb.
Sounds awesome. Well, the kids might want to try it. The boys.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you do try it, though, follow the recipe, Tootsie. I mean, you can screw it. A person can mess it up by not. That's how you don't get it curdled, is you take a lot of time and patience with tempering.
Yeah,
you know.
It's got to be. Very low heat and a very slow addition and stirring it.
You got to stand over it and whip it. And it's so worth it. You make like a gallon. My gosh, how can you?
I can buy a gallon quicker than you can make that shit. I can tell you that.
But you said it tastes better. Yeah.
Well, it tastes different. It tastes homemade.
It might be better. I don't know. I wouldn't do it because I would fuck it up. Guaranteed.
Well, you're not a cook.
I do the basic stuff. I did a lot of stir fry.
And I really have to be in the mood. I mean, to do this stuff, you know. She's going to so much work, and I was trying to do something nice.
Are they having all the usual suspects? You know,
green bean casserole.
Yeah, she's making all of that. She's making green bean casserole. She's making cranberries. And then she's making spaghetti bisque or something, or squash bisque. She gave us a list. And then I said,
It's like a spaghetti squash type bisque, she said. But that sounds cool. I like, new things like that. I'd give it a shot. Sounds good.
It's making me hungry.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yep. That sounds like a blast.
No, Martha,
I'm
going to
buy.
Here that people should wrap their turkeys in parchment. And she never said that before. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy two turkeys because they're usually on sale. And then I'll keep one for me and my grandson. And the one that I take over there, you know, of course, we'll have dinner, and then I'll leave it there for them, you know.
You got freezer space for two turkeys?
No, the refrigerator. I have to buy it days before.
Ah, roger that. Understood.
You know, and they're frozen. They're frozen like a Mack truck.
Oh, yeah. They are. They will take any days to thaw from your fridge. Yep.
Yes. It takes days to get that sucker thawed out.
The bigger that sucker is, the longer it takes to thaw in your fridge. Boy, holy crap. Yeah.
Oh, I know. And then I pour a bunch of wine on it, a bunch of Worcestershire, stuff that motherfucker.
It's so good. And actually, a shout out to Suzanne. You know, I like this. I like to put them a lot of times on the Weber, and I put them on.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
It gets that nice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then you mix it with the other stuff.
If you run out of Worcestershire, isn't it?
And I do add Worcestershire. Yes.
And the
substitute.
A1.
There is no substitute on this planet.
I made beef stew. And we didn't have the Worcestershire in the house, so I put A1 and it was very good.
Yeah, I got you. I could see the taste thing. That's the closest thing you're going to get to it, but there should be no substitute. And that stuff isn't like $5,000 a bottle. We should always have many bottles in the house. That's great stuff.
No, and you know, Terry Sue says she lives right close to that place.
Yes.
I wonder if they give tours. I would love to.
I don't know how exciting a tour of the Worcestershire sauce plant is going to be, how exciting that will be. Well, this is the best. This is what we bottle. Any other questions here, folks? Any questions? Anyone? All right, we're done. Here's your free sample.
What is that? Is it raisins? Is it?
It's on the list
of
ingredients.
It's molasses. If you ever look at the ingredients, it's molasses.
Yeah, there's a list of ingredients.
They put molasses, and I don't know what else they put in there. Do they put vinegar?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Just leave the fucking bottle.
I love Worcestershire.
It is
love
great.
It's a magic element.
Yeah, I remember as a child and as a teenager, and I started grilling my own stuff on the grill, and I was like, you know what? I put a few drops on this raw hamburger and then cook it. And I was like, oh, dear God, this stuff is great.
It is good.
It is great. And then I started putting it if I was making stews or some stir fry, making some slop.
Oh, yummy. Yeah.
Stir fry.
My mother always had Worcestershire in the house. And my sister today was saying, we love Worcestershire. I love
Worcestershire.
Never
without Worcestershire.
I know. We got to go. We don't have it.
Although we should, it's a 5-alarm emergency. We must get some bottles to keep in this house. We should have multiple bottles of that stuff.
Yes, we should.
And they have a toilet paper scare. You better get that Worcestershire as well.
Oh,
that's right. I can always wipe my butt on the grass like a dog does, but I need that Worcestershire sauce.
Do you remember the great toilet paper
COVID?
Oh, during COVID, we traveled around to...
We never ran out, though. We just got worried when we got low. What happened, remember, we had a decent stock. I happened to be at Walmart right when that stuff was getting ready to go down, and I was like, here's some stuff about this toilet paper. So I grabbed a couple big, giant things and threw them in the... We had a lot, but we weren't hoarding. We just happened to... We already had some just normally, and then I added to it. We got lucky.
Yeah,
we started getting low, then we started going around.
I'm not the only woman in the house, so you can't... blame me for excessive use.
No, it was no excessive. Know. We never ran out. We just got to the point where we got concerned, and then we started buying. Not beggars can't be choosers. We didn't buy crap toilet paper. We bought maybe what we didn't really want in real life, but it was okay.
Virgil, I have to beg to differ with you. A creature that will look up as it's raining and it drowns, to me, is not very intelligent.
Is that true, though, or is that a myth? Because otherwise, they'd all be dead. They would have died off thousands of years ago because they'd be looking up every time it frickin' rained back before there was shelter for them. So I think that's a myth.
Well, whatever.
But I don't know. I didn't research.
Then I'm a mythmonger.
I'd never researched.
You're a mythmonger.
Mythmonger, baby. Here we go.
Here you go. Here's your card.
This is an interesting card I pulled for you. At least I shuffled them and people could watch me live. I did not cheat. I shuffled them and I cut the deck and I pulled the first card on top and it says, you think someone is lying. They are.
Ooh.
No, you have to. That might not be Mr. Schnitzel Man. It could be somebody else. That, you know, maybe one of your projects that you do. It could be somebody. Could be lying. I mean, I'm just saying. That's the card I picked.
Oh God!
You know what?
It could be the guy you're about to finish your project with. Assassinate.
I gotta tell you, the intuitive flash I just had was about the flaccid sultan was saying to your neighbor that you. Are a woman that likes to turn men to being straight instead of gay.
Just the woman in love.
I heard it in my head. I heard him saying to the neighbor, hey, he likes to see if she can turn men. Because he wants her neighbor.
I've got news for the flaccid sultan. Who came to me? Me. Innocent me, who knew nothing about gaydom or gay stuff or whatever stuff, and he came to me, what, first month, second month, and he said, I don't know why I chose being gay. Where the fuck did that, was that, whose ass did that get pulled out of, so to speak?
Your
neighbor said that?
Yeah, no. He came, like I was living here 2 months, 3 months, whatever. And he started coming at me out of the blue, and he said, I don't know why I chose to be gay. He was the one that told me that.
That sounds like somebody was trying to, like, be a used car salesman there.
I don't think so. I think he was questioning his sexual orientation.
Well, I just do that to my neighbor all the time. Neighbor,
I hope.
I don't think I like dick, but I thought I'd tell that to you. I'd share that with you after 2 months of living next to you. Why would he do that if he's not trying to sell her a car?
And then he would come at me, and then he would hug me and put his face in my hair, and he would say, you know, we'd make a great team. We're really good together. He did that. He did that over at, you know. So anyway, I hope he's telling Flaccid Sultan that he was the one that was telling me he doesn't know why he chose to be gay. I don't know anything about gay stuff. Now I'm getting what I'm getting right now, and I don't even know if it's the real deal. I don't know. And what is the real deal? You know, we're all individuals. Some of us like turkey. Some of us like ham. Some of us like salmon. We're all different.
And you know what? Guys like to pull our chain to see how we're going to react. They will say things just for the reaction. And maybe we do that too. I don't know.
No. Women would never do that. Ever. They would never mind fuck a guy, ever.
I don't know.
I don't know, Deb. Do you see him wanting to mind fuck me? Is that what he does? He's mind fucking me? Because I'm really confused by all this song and dance.
That's like it. If you're confused, it sounds like he's mission accomplished.
He told you, I'll do anything you want me to do.
You should have said, well, right? Well, here, I got this rubber chicken and this jar of Vaseline, buddy. Let's fucking get good business.
No, shh. You should have gone for a throwdown right there. Have him give you a naked massage first.
Mine is just as realistic.
And
I'm sorry, we always disappoint you. You're so college senior. And then you said, aim and jump like Roy Rogers did on his horse. Jump on it. And spin.
Yeah. Finn. Spin that girl. They're called spinners. Not that pony with chicken on there. Yeah. Sad. Made that remark. You could have stepped all over that.
Yeah, and when was that? 2 to 3 months after they, about ish. That was like almost like 9 months ago that
when
he made
we
that.
Got
remark.
Into the accident. When we got into the accident, yeah, he said that. I will do anything you want me to do.
Maybe he had a concussion.
See, that was after the accident.
Yeah, she said it was after the accident. He might have been still having concussion, lingering concussion. Injuries.
Oh, Catherine, I'll answer.
Who am I? What planet am I on?
Eventually, he got messed up. Oh, my God, I'm maybe I'm straight. He got messed up because of the concussion. Then after a while, he's like, oh, I forgot. I'm straight. I like meat whistle. My bad. I forgot.
I do have to tell you something. I have had conversations and sessions with a variety of gay men. And men that were,
really, no.
Or men that are bisexual. And now I'm going to tell you.
Oh, no, there is no.
Very intelligently that they say there is very little difference between vaginal sex and anal sex.
Really?
You know, yeah. But if the woman is, you know, had birthed all kinds of kids and, you know, she's
like
got
Octomom?
No.
Like Octomom?
Yeah, like her, yes.
I thought she had
C-sections. They were C-sections, actually, yeah.
Yeah, she had C-sections.
Oh, were they?
But
yeah, so she still has a tunnel of love.
Straight men will prefer the anal if you're not a very tight girl. You know, but there's ways with the kegels and all that other stuff to tighten them up. Tighten it up.
Did you know that you could overdo the kegel?
No.
You could have an overdone kegel. Did you know that?
No. No, and you never know when somebody's doing them.
I didn't know.
Well, you know, all I can say is girls out there that have done it both ways, they don't really have a complaint about it. But you can't go from the back to the front. No, no, no. You can go front to back, but not back to front. Mm-mm.
So once you have the bag, you never go back.
All right, that's folks out there in internet and Facebook land. You heard it here first.
Okay,
well,
here
actually, you probably didn't hear it here first, but you heard it here tonight. Probably somebody has said that.
Virgil is begging to differ with me, and I'm guessing he's had experience with some analism.
Okay, well, we should just go right in. I don't know. I guess let me just get into a sofa like I'm at a psychologist and just sit here and listen. Maybe the other caller that's waiting might want to.
Oh, God, they might be wondering what they're getting into.
We have another caller.
All right. Okay. Now, Lisa, the usual for tomorrow? The usual?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
All right, I will confirm, and I will be in touch, and I'll have my coffee with you. Yeah.
Word up on that dog.
All right, well, we have to go to another caller now.
Okay,
Michelle indeed. We will be here tomorrow night. We shall be here.
Yes, we shall.
Alrighty. All right, Lisa's back on mute, but she's with us still.
She's a delight, I tell you. You know?
There's lots of entertainment here.
Her humor, her empathy. I mean, that guy is crazy not to go for her.
805 California, you're the next caller. Thank you for holding, and you are next.
Hello. Welcome. Oh, come on, you're...
Give a second.
Really?
Sometimes somebody's got mute and they're busy and they put the phone down. It might take 30 seconds to get
Hello.
To it. Hello.
I love you.
Won't you tell me your name? Only Morrison can fuck Mr. Drug Addict himself and sing a song like that. You just look at that guy. You can tell that guy was probably never not on drugs once he became an adult. He was 24/7 drugs, unless he was asleep. But even then, he was probably still
on. Oh, that sounds so good, Rachel. She's going to have prawn peanut salad and beer for brunch.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. But I don't know about the salad part, but prawns and beer is good enough for me. If you want salad, yeah, that's fine. I guess you can put that big, lovely prawn on a piece of lettuce, whatever. But Yes, yes, indeed. All right, 805 ain't flying. We're going to do a rebel card for somebody. What was who was it for?
In fact, you could do one for all of them if you want.
I don't think
Emily's
I
want to
sit here and do one for all of them at this moment. We're going to...
Well,
all right, okay, so we're doing one for who?
Emily, who is Catherine's daughter.
I just needed to know that. I think I should know these things before I shuffle. Because supposedly there is a connection when you do these things. Remember, there's no such thing as randomness is not random, or is it? You know, that type of order is chaos. So let's see. I want to know who it's for.
For her daughter, she's a really lovely girl.
I'll do a minimum
girl.
Of three
Very
shuffles.
Smart.
Minimum of three shuffles. And then you always cut the deck. And we take the card on top. Oh, nice. Cool. That's the name of the deck. Card on top says... Rebel. And the message is, because fuck it.
Wow.
Rebel just because fuck it.
Well, the one I like is the one that I usually have up there that is along those lines. It says, no well-behaved woman ever changed history or made something. It's up there. I'd put it down for the decorations. But yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it all.
Find out, yes, indeed. Let's try this one more time. Then we'll go to the Facebook. We have a lot of Facebookers.
Oh, we do.
805. We're going to try you again there, 805. Are you ready for your reading? Thank you for holding. Oh, 805 is gone. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. They probably were.
We dropped.
Shocked.
All right. All right, we'll open the floor to the Facebookers. Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, now if you can.
Yes.
Do so now. Not forever, hold your peace, but hold it for tonight. There'll be other nights, too. But we got to give you a little bit of time delay. I typed it.
Or
know.
We can just talk.
You're on
you
the other types of the world, the sides of the world. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, today, some of the government... folks, not all of them, were on a holiday because tomorrow is our Veterans Day.
Oh, how lucky.
So some places are taking today off. Banks, a post office taking tomorrow off. They didn't take today off, you notice. You had mail today, right? Notice that, right? Deb.
Go on.
You're the Debbie.
What? Tomorrow is Veterans Day?
See, that's when she blocked me out after that.
I was
that.
Reading something. You
that's know. When I got blocked out. So I should have just been doing this.
You don't claim my attention 100%.
I was right in the middle of talking. After as soon as you heard that one sentence, then you just faded away. All right. You know what? That's why men cheat.
What?
Because you guys just drift off and don't want to pay attention to me. I'll go find some chick who will.
Oh, God.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm talking. Oh, I can't talk anymore? All right. Well, Jennifer down the street, I could talk to her, man. Put her head up against that headboard. Talk away, baby. That's not a neighbor if they're more than a block away. You got to look at how your definition is. Like, never mess with a neighbor. Well, that's a block or two away. You do what you got to do. All right, did you get a...
Catherine wants.
There you go. Catherine is on the books. All right, what do you got?
What was your moment of silence for, Rachel? Okay.
I don't know. At 11 o'clock? I don't know. Okay, anyway. Well, it's not 11 there yet, is it?
I don't know.
Rachel, what time is it there? I didn't think it was 11 already. I thought it was more like, daylight savings. I may have screwed all this shit up because we do all that stupid crap. It may be, see what she says. Suzanne was in the toilet. Okay, well, that's great, Suzanne. How's the water? You were in the toilet. Was it cold or do you keep your toilet water warm if you were in there? I don't know.
I love her updates. I do. I think that's awesome.
Catherine wants to know if, what'd she say? If we are still going to move or if we'll stay put for another. Okay, that's a cool question. Very good, very good.
Oh, for the war veterans. That's nice. I didn't realize they have the same veteran holiday that we do.
Well, ours is technically tomorrow. Well, of course, that's right. It is tomorrow for her. That's what the 11th.
Yeah.
She's in the 11th. There you go. That's cool.
At 11, on 11.
There you go. I don't think we're going to that degree here, 11 at 11 tomorrow. There's, like, different stuff going on, parades and all sorts of shit.
Well, what I see here for you, Catherine, is that such a decision would pendant on a man in your life and that he would come along with, I see one coming for you that has many business interests, and he would likely want to purchase a home to live in. And that's what I'm seeing now for you, is that it would be through a partner coming to your life. And there is definitely one on the way. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised you meet him soon. Yeah, I get the feeling he's likely in real estate. So it would be interesting. Are you still doing your cupcakes, or has the season ended?
I don't know if she had. I didn't know she had a cupcake season. I thought she did them all the time. I don't know. I thought she did them all the time, but I don't know. What do you think about that? Yeah? They can order.
Yeah, well, I said it was a 90-minute show.
Well, but by the time, it's going to be close. I mean, I could depart.
Considering that all the snowboards are coming down, too bad you can't go on that Shark Tank. If you had a business plan and everything, they would fund you to manufacture these and ship them.
No, but you got to have your shit together to get Shark Tank to buy
it. Go on there,
Oh, boy, you got to have business. You better have. They're going to ask you some questions about what is your cost? What do you have your overhead versus? They're going to ask a whole bunch of crap.
And you've got to have, I guess you have to have trial runs.
You have to have done some business on your own more than you have to have like done shipping. You have to have some stuff. Those rich bastards aren't going to invest if they're not happy with it.
So, yes, new love is coming. And it. I do feel it could be involved in some form of real estate. Could be on a corporate level, but... you still got a lot of life in you, girl, and you're still very desirable, quite beautiful, very smart, that you have a lot of attributes. And I think he's going to, what is appearing right now is that he would be younger than you. Yeah, he would be younger than you. But is 10 years really that bad?
It only is when you're like 20 or 30. Then it's different. But yeah, when you get up beyond 50s, 60, 40, 50, 60, then it's not so much. Once you hit 40, 10 years, that's up to you. That's not that big of a deal. Some people still get hung up on it. I'm 40 and that person's 30. Does it really fucking matter?
No, I don't think that matters. But
if you're 20 and that person's 10, well, that's against the law.
Well, if he's 30 and you're 55, that might be too big of a.
Well, that's 25 years. That's not 10. That's a big deal. Yeah.
Rachel says, okay. Virgil says, desirable, whatever that means. But yeah, I definitely am seeing this for you. So manifest that. You got nothing to lose. And just when you're out there with your little cupcake operation, which I think they're gorgeous, and I think that you should be saying to yourself, if today is not the day that he walks into my life, that day is coming. It's approaching, and I'm ready. Love it. Love it.
Build it, they will come. Feel the dreams. Or like in Wayne's World 2, book them, they will come.
Yeah, you can't go with somebody who's too young. I mean, you're going to be like a mommy. And who wants to go to bed with their mother?
Well, that's a whole different subject now, isn't it?
But you look at some of these celebrities, and I can't name them off right now, but some of them have very young husbands. And maybe it's the
and vice versa.
The greenbacks.
And vice versa. Yeah. You see it. You see that shit all over.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, hang on.
40.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. But do you want an 85-year-old?
I didn't think she's talking about the lower end of the spectrum. Obviously, she doesn't want to go high.
Yeah.
She didn't even talk about the high end, so that's obviously not really on the books.
All right,
here's your rebel card. Yours. You're being shady. Watch out. Shit can get ugly.
Oh, my God. Are you being shady, Catherine?
I'm just telling you what the card said. Low 70s. I like the weather. So, you know, 40 to low 70. She has a range.
And I wouldn't want to sign a prenup with an old guy. My mother didn't sign one. He promised her, oh, he
was it
had
a rose garden?
Money. Yeah. he said, quit your job and I'm going to leave you all of my life insurance, et cetera, and all the money he had. And once he passed away, there was nothing. And she had to go back to work. But she took 4 years off when he was dying.
In the dark.
Not Slim. She's got a shirt that says Not Slim But Shady.
Yes, that's a good
I
one.
Like that song.
Well, there's who with a real Slim Shady please stand.
I like it.
Like I said, there was a guy that I worked with a lot early on, and he wasn't gay or anything, but it was just funny because for some reason he saw my name, and a lot of times I'd call him up. We had the business. He's like, I'm the Slim Shady. He's the real Slim Shady. Well, the real Slim Shady, because my last name sounded like that. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that was funny. All right, let's do this. Where's going? Here we go.
Me too, Suzanne.
Yeah, they don't. All right, here we go. Area code 434, which is in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome, 434.
Welcome. Hello. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? I believe this is Khalil.
It is indeed.
Yep, it is.
Well, hey, good to hear from you.
It's been a little while, like a month-ish, maybe more. How's it going? What's new? What's happening?
Nothing much. I'm hoping that during Christmas I get to go to New York City, because they have bus.
Love that. Yes.
Yeah. For what? Just for fun?
For fun, me and my mom or me and somebody else go and spend time in New York City on a bus, and they say free hotel accommodations, but the bus is $30, which is good, and it's free hotel accommodation.
Better check into that so you don't end up homeless.
New York City typically doesn't have anything free, but you'll have to check into it. Well, if you're going with your mom or something, she'll check into it. Yeah, because
they pick up at Amtrak station. But I looked for FlixBus because I've seen them at Amtrak, and it's not – they're not giving me the right numbers. And then when I went to the Amtrak station, they were – the I forgot the service desk was closed for them doing training and helping people get on and off the train. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Amtrak and get more information tomorrow. Do you see that being the best way to take a trip?
I'll check it out for you right now.
Let's re-summarize the question. You want to know if Amtrak and bus combo is the best way to take a trip? Is that what you're asking?
No, I was asking, is this the best way to take a trip as far as price and as far as price and time? Because I'm not too early of a bird.
Well, no, but I have never on this planet heard of anybody that could get to New York from Virginia, New York City, and pay $30 to get free accommodations. I have never heard that in my entire life.
Mark.
Yeah, we're talking $30.
Yeah, but Mark, the guy that would come in my office, he lived up there, and he would go, well, he lived down here too, but he would go on those when he was down here.
$30.
But I don't know if the accommodations are going to be really very nice. They may put you in the ghetto.
Oh, boy, I'd be scared to have free accommodations in New York City. I'd be terrified.
Well,
but anyway, Deb's got the cards. Yeah, I do not.
And your cards are not very positive about you taking that route. They're showing that they may be promising more than they're going to deliver. And if you end on the cheating side of town, look out.
Yeah, and, when they say something's too good to be true, you know what they say. So he's going to call Amtrak. He should do lots of calling and
talking and
digging and ask a lot of questions and look at all the fine print on these deals.
You're in the Commonwealth with us.
Yes.
There is a bus line, and I can't think of the name of it, but it's not Greyhound.
Trailways?
That could be, where it's a privately owned deal, and they give you a lot of freebies to go up there.
You can get free combos.
But I think you should read the fine print, all of that.
Yes.
Because what I see here is possibly getting mugged, and we don't want that to happen to
New York.
Yeah, I do not want that.
You know, that's kind of Gangsterville up there, and if I have
city.
If New Yorkers are listening, I beg your pardon.
Well, they'll agree. Ones that have lifelong, they'll agree that there are places where that's not going to work out for you. Yes.
Yeah, and then it's a cold-hearted city in many ways.
And it'll be cold time of the year, so you don't want to be out in the cold. You want to be out in the cold.
I told the lady who is a client of mine, she's on Long Island and rather wealthy.
Long Island Lolita?
No.
Okay.
But I told her, I said, one of my bucket list items is that I want to get a hotel room that looks down on Times Square.
Yep.
When all that rockin' New Year's Eve stuff is going on, so I don't have to worry about standing in line for a porta potty, or if it's 20 below.
You know what? You'd be better off getting a hotel that's not there and just wearing adult diapers, because that hotel is gonna. You could have bought a million hotel rooms with that. What that's gonna cost you?
She said you arrange it off season because. They're not going to have anything open by the time.
Probably like 7-8 years in advance.
Well, 7 or 8 months in advance for sure. But she said expect to pay like $3,500 for the night. For the night.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's what I'd say. I'd just pee my pants. Or whatever.
That happens to me too.
All right, here we go.
Yeah!
Okay, this is his card I pulled. Let's see what it says. Your rebel card, remember rebel cards are not sunshine.
Yeah.
It says, what the hell are you waiting for? Get that shit done. If you're waiting for a sign, well, here it is. So it must be to check into this and don't sign up for something you shouldn't. Just dig.
Honey, I
right
see
now,
you going.
Dig.
I see you going there, but you're going to be making different arrangements is what I feel.
And then you're looking at least, you know, it's November. I mean, it's coming soon, but it'll start. Doing it hard. Ask questions. Call people. Like you already said, you're going to call Amtrak. Keep doing stuff like that. Protect yourself. Cover yourself. And it's
Absolutely.
Good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you guys, too.
Yeah, we love
we're glad
hearing
when
about
you call
it.
In when we know you're doing good, we're glad to hear it.
Yeah. So if we don't hear from you before then, please have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a happy
Yeah, happy holidays if you don't. You can call back sooner, but happy holidays if you don't, all right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Yes. Yeah, he will go, but they got to put something not so iffy.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, why does there have to be assholes in the world to try to screw people over? It's such bullshit,
they do.
You know? He just wants to go up there and say as little price as he can, but, you know, they're going to try to screw
and look
people
at
over. It's such crap.
Josh and his girlfriend from Israel, they went up there and stayed off the beaten path. They didn't stay right in the, you know, where it's all happening.
Because you got to be rich.
But they Ubered around.
Mm-hmm. Uber, and then a lot of times, once you get a place, you can walk on foot in a lot of places.
Yeah,
you know?
And they did a lot of that, too.
Indeed, you can.
Yeah, I do hope to go there someday, though.
You've been there.
I've
just not on New Year's Eve.
When was I there?
You said you've been to New York City before.
New York City? Let me think.
You said that.
Oh, with Dan. That's right.
You told me. I don't know. I wasn't there with
Daniel.
You. I've been there a couple times, but I don't know.
I flew from the Army.
I don't call it flying.
I flew from the Army to from San Antonio up to, what's in Jersey? Newark?
Yes, that's a big airport. Newark is a big airport hub.
It stayed on Staten Island where the Navy stuff
that
is.
That base ain't there anymore, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think they got rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, back during right around the Clinton-BRAC realignment stuff, that went bye-bye.
Then,
that was in the 90s.
Then he took me to, we went to Greenwich
Village. Earl, New Jersey had a Navy place.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And I saw the grandpa from the Munsters. He was running.
That's hilarious.
It was like a spooky. This was in, when did I come back? June, late June. But he was like working or running a store with all kinds of creepy stuff in it. And he was standing outside, but he wouldn't sign any autographs or kind of a jerk.
Maybe he couldn't. Maybe he had some kind of contract.
Maybe.
A lot of these sports folks can't sign autographs like they used to.
Virgil, tell that story. I love it. Problem with the cicada bug. You know, they make noise, and they're very ugly.
I never saw any in New York when I was there. Been there a few times.
I'm trying to remember where he was staying. I think you didn't you stay right down there on the, I don't know what you'd call it, the main grade or main, I don't know, but it was a very funny story. How he had one in his room. And two of the dogs found one that got in the house.
That happens, yeah. Or they brought them in. And they were
fascinated with it.
Well, they were puppies. Yeah. You know? They were babies. Still. They didn't know. They were just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to order because it's getting there.
Yeah, that's very good.
I think we should wrap.
So, folks, we better.
It's close to the 90-minute mark. It is close. We must round off in our favor.
Yeah.
Yes. Any final parting thoughts?
Wear loose underwear.
I don't know. Parting glass. That Irish song we used to sing at the festival all the time.
What festival?
You go see that at Busch Gardens. You go see that Irish, cool Irish show.
Oh,
the dancing,
yes.
And they would sing the parting glass song at the end of the show.
That's dancing.
I mean, they would sing the parting glass and they had their fake drinks. There was an Irish place in New York I used to go to. It was called the Parting Glass. Imagine that. Good times. Big place. Good times. All right, here we go, Deb.
Here, wait, he told the story. Let's put it out there. Virgil says when he came from England, he stayed in New York City. He had the misfortune of staying at the Jane Hotel in Greenwich Village, which is supposed to be very, very nice. Apart from the bed bugs. Oh, you had bed bugs. No, that is not nice. He said, apart from the bed bugs. Somebody keeps interrupting me here. It was a nice room, but the heat was unbearable. Oh, I had to open a window. I wasn't to know there was a giant flying cicada sleeping under my bed. Anywho, as I slipped into the arms of Morpheus, this beast gripped me and flew out of the bedroom window with me.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the giant critter couldn't support my 40-stone weight, and I fell on to the pavement. Thank the Lord I was only on the second floor. I sustained two broken legs and
you're gonna just keep reading this? Yeah. really
Oh yeah, you went to the trouble to write this.
Well, I could type a bunch of crazy shit too. You want to read that too? That doesn't mean that was
just
not truthful at all.
Remember, when wherever you go, whether you're in the USA and you're going to another city, there are websites where you can check if they have had bed bugs. And, of course, when you go in there, you can lift up the mattress and look. If there are bed bugs, don't stay. If you've made arrangements and you see it on that website, don't stay. Once you get them back in your home, it's a nightmare and very expensive. You know. So, anyway, Virgil, that's a very funny story. But it really happened with the bug. I can't talk radio at 7 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Be there. We will be looking for you.